Again, everybody, we welcome you to AndersonRedskins.org, our weekly athletic director podcast, although we don't have the Wonder Twins together this week. Lots of administrative work going on. Newt not with us. Tyler Brooks, associate athletic director, is with us. And Tyler, did you recover okay from a three-day weekend?
Oh, I did, yeah. We had an exciting weekend, too. A lot going on.
Yeah, three-day weekend, but it doesn't mean you guys weren't working, that is for sure. So, I mean, you had stuff going on all over the place. So, let's start off first. Let's give a little love to Coach Porter and the wrestling team. You had the ECC Championships this past weekend.
Yeah, man, I was there for the whole enchilada that day. It was a long day. It was a fun day. It started around 9:30, and the cool thing about that event, and Loveland does a great job putting it on, cool thing about the ECCs is that there's always something happening. You know, they take their little breaks in between because they have to, but there's always action happening on the mat. And it was really cool to watch. And our own Kevin Stone, we call him the Punisher, that's what he does on the mat. But he ended up being crowned the ECC champion on Saturday. So and that was pretty cool to watch him take care of business and win his second ECC championship in a row.
Yeah, he's on the heavyweight side of things. And just looking at the picture, he looks like a Punisher. I wouldn't want to get on the wrong side Kevin Stone. So that is for sure. Well, congratulations to him about some other champs in there as well. Or some other medalers, I should say.
We had Evan McHugh placed third in his weight class. I want to say 170 or 172. He placed third. And then Dylan Thompson, I believe, was fifth in his weight class.
Okay, so they get on the medal stand and get a medal to take with them, and then that's what you're working for at this point. And now there's one more step to take, and that would be as the sectionals get underway. That is coming up this weekend.
Yeah, it starts on Friday over at Hamilton, so it's 2 days. It starts Friday night, and then Saturday is when all the finals happen. So we'll send our guys out there. They'll compete Friday, and hopefully they all make it to compete on Saturday.
Absolutely. So how do you advance on? I mean, do you have to – I know there's brackets and everything. So, I mean, it's an individual sport. It's a team sport. You know, it's what it – kind of maybe update us on how all that works for those that don't follow it closely.
Yeah. So, actually, there's something called state duels, which happens earlier in the year. And that's where your team qualifies for the state tournament. So you do it as a team, and that's when you can win the team state tournament. That happens starting really in January, maybe late January, early February, and continues on. And now is when we do all the individual.
Okay, gotcha. Okay, and how do how do you seed? How do you know who you're going to wrestle? I mean, I'm sure it's like brackets and everything, or how does that work out?
Yeah. I believe it's bracketed. There might be some round robin and pool play, but it's seeded based on what you do in your conferences and your win loss record. And then, so after sectionals, when they move on to districts, then you know it goes from where you ranked in your sectional, and
gotcha,
and so on and so forth.
Okay. Well, good luck to all the guys that are going to be getting that going at Hamilton High School later on this week. Let's go to the pool. And seeing lots of pictures on Twitter from some of the action that happened in the pool, and maybe trying to kind of get some things moving in the right direction as far as the programs go.
Yeah, Newt went up to Miami this weekend. He his son and daughter are up there, so he got to spend some time with them
Being
in the pool all day. Yeah, so he said we had a great time down there. We had some kids swim really well. Grace Hastings, once again, going to state in two events. She's going in the 200 free and the 500 free. And I believe she was, she placed second in the 500 free.
Very cool.
Yeah, she's fast. And that is one tough event. I couldn't imagine swimming 500 meters in a pool. Yeah. I couldn't imagine from 500 feet in a pool.
I'm not even gonna. 500 feet might be pushing it for me. So yeah, I get that. So she advances on to state, and that'll be this upcoming weekend. They'll travel up to Canton, correct?
Yeah. Yep. And we're actually going to be doing our state send-off this Thursday morning at school. It's really cool. We get the pep band, the cheerleaders involved, and the individuals who are going on to state take a lap around the school. All the kids come out from their classes, cheer them on, and it's a pretty cool event.
All right, and as I look through Twitter as well, the rumors are floating around. I don't know if it's been substantiated or not, that Grace Hastings actually has gills. Is that correct?
You know what? I'm gonna look into that. I'm gonna ask April and Brittany, our trainers, because she might.
She looked like she had a great weekend. Well, congratulations, Grace, yeah. And safe travels up to Canton. We wish her the best of luck. That'll be very outstanding, and then the send off as well. That'll be very cool. I'm sure a lot of folks will have a lot of fun with that. And the pep band getting out there to help out. Gymnastics, guys were busy with gymnastics over the weekend too.
Yeah, always busy with gymnastics. Again, this young group led by some of our seniors, they continue to do good things, and they're actually, this weekend is, I believe, is their districts at Lakota East. So this is a big one. And in the past, they've gone in the morning. I think they're more in the afternoon.
Okay.
This week. But yeah, this is a big one, and Stacey Bailey's girls always do really well during this meet. So it's a fun one to watch.
Well, we wish them the best of luck. We're talking about going up to Canton and maybe a little nasty weather for those heading up. If they got to go tomorrow, if they're going Thursday, shouldn't be quite as bad. The dance team, they're not going to have that problem. They're heading southward, so they're heading down to Orlando.
Man, I know. They have to be excited about that. We're actually doing a send-off for them as well. So that Thursday morning, we're doing a state send-off and a national send-off. So we're just coupling it together, and it's going to be really cool. Those girls are going to have an unforgettable time down there. Not only do they get to be in Florida, and we're probably 50 degrees warmer, but the experience that they're going to have and the bonds that they're going to have with their friends when they create over this trip, it's just going to be an unforgettable time. And I know we're excited for them. So. Yeah. It's going to be very cool.
Yeah, I'm going to Universal Studios down in Orlando, and you know they're going to do that up first class. So that will be very memorable for sure. Lifelong memories will be made for sure with the dance team this weekend. Bowling, let's not stop there. They get their sectionals underway. That'll be we're doing this on Tuesday, the 19th. So Wednesday and Thursday, the girls are Wednesday, the boys are Thursday. So that'll be a chance for them to show what they've been working for all year long.
Yeah. Yeah, and we actually just got some breaking news. Maybe 5 minutes before you called, the sectionals for tomorrow out at Colerain Bowl just got pushed back 2 hours. So,
oh, really?
Instead of I believe it was set to start at 9. Now it's going to start at 11. I think they're, like many of us, are a little nervous about the incoming weather getting. So I think that was a great call, pushing that back a few hours. Just
good.
To, you know, let everything settle.
Okay, well, so then that'll be – and they're making you travel all the way over to Colerain, too, to bowl in that. So.
Oh, yeah, that's back to Newfield's stomping ground, so he's got no problem going back there.
Well, that'll be his chance to go then. He can drive that one there tomorrow morning. So, and finally, let's wrap things up with the basketball side of things. The girls, they had a first-round bye, so they will actually get their first Ohio High School Tournament game underway this coming Thursday against Little Miami, correct?
Yeah, that is correct, and it's actually a little rematch from our tournament game last year.
Ooh.
We played Little Miami in the tournament, so it'll be fun. We're very excited for that. These girls have been itching to get back on the court, and I just want to do a quick shout-out. Our coach, Phil Sheldon, just over the past weekend was nominated the ECC Coach of the Year, so we're very happy for him. I know our girls are happy. He's done a tremendous job. Like we have that article on EdersonRedskins.org. We were Ohio Team of the Week this past week, and it's from what he and the girls have done over this 3-year span. It's pretty incredible.
That is, and they go 16-6 overall, and then 8-6 in the ECC. But now it all starts fresh from scratch, and you get Little Miami on Thursday, 6 o'clock, and then the boys also play Thursday. They'll be at Hamilton High School, so you may be able to get to both those places before it's said and done with. As Hamilton High School hosting the sectional game, and you get Princeton in the first round. And the best part about this is everything starts fresh. 0-0 are the records.
Yeah, just like you said, everything starts fresh. So. I know we're putting together a game plan, and we're looking forward to one game, and we're going to take it one game at a time. So we're going to give Princeton our best shot. And I know, like Newt and myself, we're going to try and go straight from that girls' game right over to watch the boys, and hopefully we can make it in time. Should be a great night.
You have to stop on that Ronald Reagan – no, what do they call that? It used to be another name for that. 129. Hop on 129. I'll take you right on into Hamilton High School to check out the boys. We should also mention that the tickets for both of those games are on sale. You can get them at school, correct?
Yeah. You can just stop on by the athletic department anytime. They're $6 a piece on pre-sale. And if you buy them at the school, we actually get a little kickback from that. So it's a nice little incentive to buy them here.
Yeah, please do that. Yeah, anytime you can help give back to the school just a little bit. And I think you also save a buck, too. I think at the door, they're like $7. So
right, yeah.
A little savings, and some of it goes back to the school. So you can't beat that. So, well, Listen, Tyler, we appreciate your time here today on this Tuesday. I know it'll be a busy week, and we didn't even get a chance to mention that yesterday, actually, the off day, supposed off day, was the first day of spring sports getting a chance to practice. So that we got in the very near horizon that we'll get a chance to talk to some spring sports. That'll be fun too.
Right. Yeah. That was full go yesterday.
I can imagine. So a lot of fun times with the first practices and tryouts and all that. So best of luck to all the athletes and everything that they're doing here, whether it be on the bowling alleys or the swimming pool or on the dance floor and wherever it is, of course, the basketball floor. I wish you all the best of luck. Tyler, we will catch up with you and maybe Newt next week. We'll get the Wonder Twins back together next week.
Oh, yeah, he'll be here next week.
It sounds like a plan. So, Tyler, good luck this week. We'll catch up next week.
Thanks, Greg.
That's Tyler Brooks. He is Associate Athletic Director at Anderson High School. I'm Greg Waddell for ESP Media, powered by Sidearm Sports and AndersonRedskins.org.